Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How you doing today, ma'am? My name is Tony. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
I'm sorry, what?
Would you have a few minutes to participate?
In what?
In this particular survey. It's a public opinion poll.
Jason, hang on a second. I'll make my husband do it. I don't have time. It's a public opinion poll. You do it.
Why are we doing it?
It's a very brief public opinion poll. We just want to ask questions about the forest industry in Minnesota.
What about the forest industry?
We just want to ask you a couple of questions about the forest industry in Minnesota.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Now, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
In your opinion, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
In regards to the forest industry?
Well, actually, everything. Like the biggest issue. In your opinion, what would you consider that to be for the state of Minnesota today? It could be the economy, the government, education.
Let's pass on this one. What's the next question?
Okay, no problem. And the next one is, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Okay, I'm not sure if this has anything to do with Minnesota forestry.
Yes, actually it does. I mean, it is, okay? It gets more in detail about that a little bit later into it. It's not that long. It's a very brief opinion poll.
What's the global environmental impact? Environmental what?
Environmental impact, yes, sir. Global environmental, like fossil fuels, yes, like fossil fuels, water pollution, climate change, global warming, things like that, in that nature.
Yeah, well, climate change, global warming is one and the same, and I think that is going to affect more people globally than any one other issue.
Okay. Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Well, as I understand it, Minnesota is going to fare well with the climate change.
Okay.
Our summers will be longer. We'll get more precipitation.
Okay. Using a scale from excellent, good, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries, agriculture and farming?
And what is? How do I rate them as far as their, say the question again, please.
Their environmental performance.
Environmental performance, and you're asking about agriculture.
Yes. Agriculture and farming, yes. Would you rate it excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Hello?
In their performance.
Well, I think that historically, agriculture has not done well because...
Okay.
And I base that on the fact that so many of the wells, the aquifers in Minnesota, are polluted with nitrates.
Oh, okay. So you would say they do a poor job about that?
Hear me?
Would you
Hello?
Say, I'm here, sir.
Okay.
On a scale, using a scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries: agriculture and farming, refining.
They're poor on both of them.
Poor on both of them. What about medical manufacturing?
Probably fine.
Okay. What about mining?
Poor.
What about electric utilities?
Poor.
What about forest products?
I would feel that they're doing pretty well. I don't know if I have. I don't have a qualified opinion on all of these.
Well, we are calling to find out everybody's opinion. How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The U.S. Forest Service. Do you think they're an excellent, good, fair, or poor job? From what you see.
Good.
Good. What about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Good.
The County Land Department. County
good.
Land Department. Forest and Timber Industries.
Good.
Environmental groups.
Good.
Okay. And how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say very important, somewhat, not too important, not all important?
Yeah, I think it's very important.
How significant of a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Very significant, somewhat, not too significant, not all significant.
Very significant.
Okay, great. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, fewer than harvested?
I would say they plant more than they harvest.
Okay. Do you think there are more trees or fewer in Minnesota's forests today than in the 1970s?
More trees.
Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future, or not?
Say that again?
Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future, or not?
Well, again, these questions are...
Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting?
Questions are a little bit odd.
Yes, sir. I do truly apologize. I have to read this as
I understand.
As verbatim. I'm sorry about that. Okay. So would you say yes, there are enough trees? No.
Yes.
There are enough. Okay. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Positive.
Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Sure, yes.
Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial use on federal, state, or county lands that are not park areas or wilderness areas.
I didn't understand the question again.
Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not part of
the DNR? I believe they can manage our state and county forests.
All right. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or not?
Yes.
Do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests to use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group? Oh, come on, man. Man,